Can you hear my voice? You can, can't you? I don't understand. You're not even asleep right now. This is, I suppose this is some sort of glitch. Hearing my voice. That's not supposed to happen. Oh, I'm sorry. You must be so confused. I will try to explain. You're not meant to be able to hear me. You're not meant to remember me either. Nor I, or any of my predecessors. Well, our predecessors. I can't tell you about my time on Earth. It would only corrupt the life you lead today. You may see snippets of me in your dreams, but never fully, never completely intact. You know how dreams are. We try to interpret them, but so much of them is just nonsense. Anyway, I believe it's against the rules to tell you outright. Not that I was ever keen to abide by those. See? I'm already saying too much. Sorry, I'm not being very helpful. Am I? I will explain what I can. What I can tell you is that we are one and the same. The soul you carry, it was mine once. Albeit a very long time ago. Yes, I am dead and gone. It's why I was so surprised when you could hear my voice. Somehow, even without either a body or a soul, you can hear me. Honestly, I've never felt sad about my death. I mean, sure, when I was dying, it was distressing, the most morose I ever felt. But now? What can I do about it now? I've used the time given to me, and now it belongs to someone else. I thought I had run out of time, as we all do. And in a sense, I did. The body I was born into withered and died. It returned to this earth, nourishing the soil, sustaining the lives that survived me. What I did not know at the time was that my soul would move on. Maybe it had a particular destination in mind. Maybe not. That much I can't tell you. What matters is it eventually found its way to you. Maybe with a few pit stops along the way. My soul found the screaming crying little baby, and I was reborn into something brand new. My life, my time has run its course. Time is unforgiving. It plods on without a care for you and me, but it is also balanced. My death gave passage to you. Though we are the same, you can't live my life any more than I could live yours. I am never to be repeated, not even by you. Neither of us could live simultaneously. Isn't that a fascinating idea? You are entirely unique. Our souls are one and the same, passed from one body to the next. And yet, we will inevitably diverge from each other. I'm sorry. I'm rambling now, aren't I? It's just that it's not every day you get to have this conversation. And you look like you have seen a ghost. Well, I suppose you have, in a way. I did not mean to scare you. I can leave if you would prefer to not hear me anymore. Oh, yes, I can stay. To be honest, I would like to explore whatever relationship we have. I don't think that you could possibly hear my voice while you're fully awake. But you don't seem to be asleep either. You must be in some sort of trance, I think. How you got there? Well, I don't know. That's something you'll have to figure out when you come out of it. But if I strengthen the trance, I think I can get you to a place of pleasure. Intense pleasure, if you want. I think I should be able to do that. Our souls, our essences, whatever you call them, they're connected. I have influence over you that no one else could have. Would you like that? All right. I can't see through your eyes, but I do have some idea of your sensations. So, wherever you are, lie back. Find a comfortable place. Maybe with some soft pillows and blankets. Make yourself a little cocoon. Find a safe place where you can relax. Once you're in your safe place, feel your body slacken. You should feel your muscles unclench. Any remaining tension will disappear as you listen to my voice. A few deep breaths. Slow your breathing for me. Yes, just like that. Why don't we practice some deep breaths? Inhale and exhale. Let's do that a few more times, shall we? Inhale and exhale. And inhale and exhale. And for the last time, inhale and exhale. Good. Can you feel your muscles loosen a bit? Those tense muscles in your shoulders that get so wound up. Separate your shoulders from your ears. Make them drop as low as you can. Good. And remove all tension from your arms. Let them lie where they may. Do the same thing with your hands. They should not be balled up in fists, nor should they be completely flat. Good. Follow the same path with your legs. No clenching, no pointing, or flexing your feet. Bring them to a position where they are comfortable and leave them there. Now, as for your eyes are already closed. A good sign. Any distractions from the outside world would only interfere. Again, try not to clench those muscles, even the little tiny ones in your eyelids. They are vulnerable to stress as well. Your eyelids should feel heavy, almost as if you can no longer open them. But this heaviness, it's like gravity. Your eyelids are grounded there, not because you're forcing them, but because it is just a natural law to you. Your feet fall to earth when you jump, and as such, your eyelids fall closed now. Once you find that your eyes and eyelids have reached that place of relaxation, your whole body will join them. The feeling will radiate through you, bit by bit. Soon, it will overtake you. You should let it. Just listen to my voice, this disembodied voice in your head, the soul noise in an empty room. An echo chamber. Only the reverberations of my voice. You can visualize those vibrations. They spring and bounce off each wall. They take their time, roaming and rambling about the room until they find their way to you. You can imagine those waves swirling around you, just as your relaxation radiates within you, almost as if there is no separation at all between my voice and your core. They are one and the same now, just as we are. And you can let your mind descend, your thoughts descend even deeper, deeper down into your center. You can visualize what I might look like, if that would help you. Your mind has foreclosed any real memories of me, but that cannot stop your imagination. And I know you're wondering that. There we go, darling. Picture me whispering sweet nothings to you. My lips are so close to your ear. Your ears are sensitive, aren't they? Even though you can't feel my breath, they're tingling, aren't they? I want that feeling to spread throughout the rest of you. Don't push it away. Fall into it. Help yourself get there. Take your hands, now that they are nice and relaxed, run them along your skin. Appreciate every inch, every bump, and every ridge. Take those hands, bring them to your chest. Run your fingers around your nipples. Can you feel them stiffen under the pads of your fingers? I love to have mine pulled and sucked when I was alive. Maybe that's not your cup of tea, though. If you feel so inclined, pull on them. Get their attention. That felt good, didn't it? We found at least one thing in common. I wish I could touch them too. Are they sore? Would you like them to be sore? Do you like a little pain with your pleasure? All right, keep tugging at them. Make them stand up for me. Oh, good. How wonderful they look. Erect and raw. They remind me of something else. Surely you must know where I want you to go next. It doesn't take a connection like ours to make that guess. Well, what are you waiting for? Take those hands, run them down your belly, down your hips. You want to go there, don't you? Your cock has been straining since you first heard my voice. I could tell. No, I didn't want to call your attention to it and embarrass you. There's no need for shame now, though. I want you to be aroused for me. I want to watch you touch yourself. To see your cock twitch and bob as you listen to my words. Yes. I would very much like you to start. Do you typically use both hands? Oh, sorry. I had different equipment when I was alive. I can't say I've ever experienced this as you do. Well, however you choose to please yourself when you're alone, do that. Stroke slowly at first. Ease yourself into it. Enjoy it while it lasts. There's no need to rush. I can feel how aroused you are already. That thick cock, standing to attention, stiff and throbbing, just aching for release. It's got so much bigger since we've started. Give it what it wants. Pump your cock slowly, still. Squeeze and stroke yourself up and down, up and down, and twist your wrist a little. Yes, just like that. Oh, is that getting a little monotonous? Let's add some variation then. Take your other hand, reach down, and play with your balls. Give them some attention too. Oh, are they too sensitive? So full and ready to burst? Treat them gently then. Cup them in your other hand, not too much pressure. Rub and fondle them. Play with them. Make yourself feel good. Yes, like that. And grip your cock a little tighter now. Yes, just like that. You're doing so well for me. Thrust your hips forward. Grind into your hands. Imagine me there. Imagine me beneath you. No. I won't count you down. Well, not unless you want me to. You can climax whenever you would like. I won't put you on a timetable. But I would like to make you come before I go. Will you do that for me? I wish I could feel pleasure again. I wish I could kiss you. I wish I could be the one to touch you, to bring you pleasure. But I suppose this is the next best thing. Oh. You're getting more excited then now, are you? The thought of coming for me is arousing to you, isn't it? Do you like to have an audience? Or do you just like a little direction? Just a little guidance to get the blood pumping. That's all right. I like to see it. I like seeing the effect of my words on you. Even though you can't see or feel me, I can bring you to climax. Well, hopefully I can bring you there. We haven't achieved that yet. Only time will tell. You're not quite there yet, are you? Not to worry. I know you want to, and you don't need to hold back anymore. Not on my account. Stroke as hard and fast as you would like. Make a mess. A big mess. It doesn't matter now. Let it overtake you, that foggy cloudiness of your mind engulfing you as you give in to the pleasure. Think of nothing else, nothing except for my voice and a constant throbbing of your cock. There is no one else here, just you and me. Moan as loudly as you would like. Let it all out. Release all that tension bubbling inside you. I want to watch you come undone. Give in. Give in to my words. Please. I need to feel your release. Let it go. Let it all go. Yes. Just like that. Yes. Come for me. Come now. Come for me now. Oh, yes. Oh. There you go. Oh, how beautiful you sound. Keep going. Keep going. Oh. Yes. There you go. Well done. Again, well done. You did so well. Oh my. I can sense your trembling. Those little ripples coursing through you. Relax into them. Don't push them away. They will dissipate on their own. Yes. Just like that. Come back down to me. Good. I wish I could see you properly right now. I wish I could hold you in my arms as you recover. After all, I should take responsibility for your current state. You have taken such good care of our soul. It is the least that I can do for you. As it is, all you have is my voice, soothing you to a place of calm. A few still moments, just for us. I want you to appreciate the time we have together. I have a sinking feeling that this will be the first and last time for us. Like so much of life, what we have is fleeting, an ethereal moment, hopefully remembered. But often not. I don't think you'll remember this experience when you're fully conscious. I think this is against the rules, but please, try not to forget me. When you come out of your trance, you'll be left with the pleasant aftershocks, echoes of our time together. And hopefully, you will have some memory of me, even if it's just the lilt of my voice. But I can tell that reverie is fading. Whatever trance you have been under all this time, it's vanishing. It's time to say goodbye for good. I wish you all the best, darling. Take care of us.